गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमोनतीर वानजारे यमोनतीर वानजारे माधव कुंज बिहारे
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिवसारी गौर भक्तवृंद जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नम शरी शिलाजिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु गौरंग श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड द बिहेवियर ऑफ अ परफेक्ट पर्सन। टेक्स्ट 20। श्री नारद उवाच साहितं दैत्यपतिना साहितं दैत्यपतिना परिपृष्टो महामुनि परिपृष्टो महामुनि स्मयमानस्तम् अभ्यः तद्वागमृतयान्त्रितः श्रीनारद उवाच साहितहं दैत्यपतिना परिपृष्टो महामुनि स्मयमानस्तम् अभ्यः तद्वागमृत यांत्रित। श्रीनारद उवाच साहितं दैत्यपतिना महामुनि स्मयमानस्तम् अभ्यः श्रीनारद उवाच साहितं दैत्यपतिना परिपृष्टो महामुनि स्मयं स्तम् अभ्यः माताजी
श्री नारद वाच सहितं दैत्यपतिना हरिपृष्टो महामुनि स्मयमानस्तमभ्यः तद्वाग्मृतयन्त्रिः श्रीनारद उवाच सहितं दैत्यपतिना परिपृष्टो महामुनि स्मयमानस्तमभ्यः तद्वागमृतयान्त्रितः
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग श्री नारद उवाच द ग्रेट सेंट नारद मुनि सेड Saha, that saintly person, lying down, itaham, in this way, daitya patina, by the king of the daityas, Prahlad Maharaj, pariprashtaha, being sufficiently questioned, Mahamunihi, the great saintly person, smayamana, smiling, tam, unto him, Prahlad Maharaj, abhyaha, prepared to give answers, tatvag, of his words, amrita yantri taha, being captivated by the nectar. Translation by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaru and the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narada Muni continued, when the saintly person was thus questioned by Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the daityas, he was captivated by this shower of nectarian words and replied to the inquisitiveness of Prahlad Maharaj with a smiling face. No purport, we'll continue reading. Text 21. The saintly Brahmana said, O best of the Asuras, Prahlad Maharaj, who are recognized by advanced and civilized men. You are aware of the different stages of life because of your inherent transcendental eyes, with which you can see a man's character and thus know clearly the results of acceptance and rejections of things as they are. O best of the Asuras, Prahlad Maharaj, who are recognized by advanced and civilized men, you are aware of the different stages of life because of your inherent transcendental eyes, with which you can see a man's character and thus know clearly the results of acceptance and rejections of things as they are. Purport. A pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can understand the minds of others because of his pure vision in devotional service. A devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can study another man's character without difficulty. We'll continue one more verse. 22. Translation. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of all opulences, is predominant within the core of your heart because of your being a pure devotee. He always drives away all the darkness of ignorance as the sun drives away the darkness of the universe. The word Bhaktiya Kevalaya indicate that simply by executing devotional service, one can become full of all knowledge. Krishna is the master of all knowledge. Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Virasya, Yasya Sreha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tishtati. And when the Lord is pleased with a devotee, the Lord instructs him. Only to the devotee, however, does the Lord gives instruction by which to advance further and further in devotional service. To others, the non-devotees, the Lord gives instruction according to the manners of their surrender. The pure devotee is described with the words Bhaktya Kevalaya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Bhaktiya Kevalaya means Jnana Karmadi Amishraya, unmixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Simply surrendering at the lotus feet is the cause of all devotees' enlightenment and awareness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Shakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Speaking the blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification.
The saintly person, when the saintly person was thus questioned by Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the Daityas, he was captivated by this shower of nectarian words and replied to the inquisitiveness of Prahlad Maharaj with a smiling face. So this is our process. The process of bhakti, devotional service, is start from hearing. Right? We have 9 process: hearing, remembering, kirtanam, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, vandanam, archanam, dasyam, right? Sakyam, atmanivedanam. This was told by Prahlad Maharaj. He only told. These are the process. Out of all this process, the first is shravanam. So captivated by the shower of nectarian words, right? We sing every day. What do we sing? Sri Guru Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyake. We sing, right? The words emanating from the mouth of his lotus, from the mouth of my spiritual master. What did? It removes the darkness, it removes everything. So hearing. Now, hearing is the main thing. We have to hear from great devotees. There is no other way. How you serve the Bhagavatam, you serve the person Bhagavatam, right? You serve the person Bhagavatam means you hear from them. They actually speak about Bhagavatam. Right? We are so lucky that we have the recordings of Srila Prabhupada, all the lectures. And there is no dearth of, hearing in our Gaudiya Vaishnava. So many acharyas, so many great devotees who have given us so much of commentaries, so much of lectures, so much of... We can swim in the ocean of devotional service. That much we can. So we are Prahlad Maharaj is very happy to hearing from the great Brahmana who is there. Tadvag amrita yantritaha. A famous verse Narada Muni also says to Vyasdev, Tadvag visarga janata viplavo. The words, there are two kinds of, he gives the analogy of two kinds of birds. One is swan and the crows. The mundane literatures and the literatures of all this material world are nothing but is reused. Everything, the news, the newspaper, everything is reused. There's nothing new there. Right? It's a place of where the pilgrimage of crows. It's compared to a garbage. Where the crows, you will see crows. If you see in the Albert Park Lake, you will see only the swans. Right? But then if you see any garbage, anything, all the crows are there. So where the crows assemble is nothing but the place of garbage. And the opposite is the swans. You don't see swans mingling with the crows. So this kind of literature will create a revolution in the heart of the living entities. This is Narada Muni telling to Vyasdev what you have done. You have done something which is, you glorified the Supreme Lord and you glorified everyone. How will you find peace? Now write Srimad Bhagavatam. So in his full maturity, Vyasdev wrote the commentary for Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the commentary for Vedanta Sutra. The cream of all Vedic literature. That's why, you know, he understood something is wrong. So we can see, Tadvag Amrita Yantritaha, being captivated by the nectar of the words of a devotee. One thing we should at least hear every day. The whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam class is that to facilitate that propensity, that or cultivate that watering the seed of bhakti. How do you, if you don't water the plant is going to die. Similarly, if you don't hear from senior Vaishnava, Shushrusho Sadhadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi, right? Everything begins from hearing. Whatever, then the process from hearing, then you develop all the stages to prema. By hearing, you serve the great. How do you get to hear? How do you develop the taste for hearing? How do you develop the taste for hearing? Some people say, well, I want to hear, but I don't have the taste for hearing. I don't want to. Mahat Sevya, right? Punya Shravana Kirtana. So, when you start serving a devotee, then you will develop an inclination to hear from them. Right? When you serve the Vaishnava, then you will get an affinity to hear from them, to hear the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna. And then the more you hear, you like to serve them. Isn't it? So we have we always stress upon this. Okay, we have Vani and Vapu. We cannot serve the spiritual master or any devotee eternally. Right? They appear and disappear at their own will. But their Vani, how do you serve? They serve the instruction of a devotee. That's how you can carry on your life. Spiritual master may be there, may not be there, but his words are always there. Prabhupada said, these books are there, this is me. I'm always there. Right? Most of us in this room have never seen Prabhupada actually. We haven't seen Prabhupada. Right? And further, the more devotees who come, they may not know Prabhupada, but his books are there, his vapu, his presence are there, his instructions are there. We have to develop some attachment to the hearing process. High time. If we don't develop attachment to hearing from a pure devotee or from a Vaishnava, then we may not sustain our bhakti, may not go for long. We have to hear Prabhupada lecture, we have to hear our Guru Maharaj lecture. We have so many wonderful Vaishnavas in the ISKCON world. So Prabhupada writes actually in Nectar of Instruction. He quotes again and again, the purpose of me opening this ISKCON is that you all people will come, take association, hear and chant together. This is the whole purpose of starting ISKCON, that we come and hear. So that is saintly Brahmana saying, O best of the Asuras, Prahlad Maharaj, who are recognized by advanced and civilized men, you are aware of the different stages of life because of your inherent transcendental eyes, with which you can see a man's character and thus know clearly the result of acceptance and rejections of things as they are. So, advanced devotee, they are transcendental. Advanced devotees are transcendental. Transcendental means they are beyond the modes of material nature. So someone who is not bound by the modes of material nature can actually see the conditioned soul suffering in the material world. Because they are above the modes of material nature, they can see all the category. So in Bhagavad Gita we see Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, Brahmane, Havi, Astani. So the transcendental vision is, he can see that Paramatma is present everywhere. He can see that the person, so in that same verse if you see, Brahmana also is there, who is in mode of goodness. Hathi, which is an elephant, which is in the mode of passion. And the dog and the dog eater is in the mode of ignorance. So he can see people of different modes equal. And also he can see that they are there in different bodies. That's all. And they know what is the character. So character, see, basically, they know these characters, this desire, your ambition, everything comes from association. Sangha Sanjayate Kama, isn't it? So the mode you associate, the more you associate with a particular mode, you develop a quality. Goodness, certain quality, knowledge and happiness. Passion, so much of hankering, attraction to opposite sex, intense desire. Then ignorance, inertia, lazy, mental, foolish. These are all the quality. So by seeing the person's quality and the character, you know which mode he is associated with. So Prahlad Maharaj, he can see everything because his vision is not tainted by any modes or any personal contamination. Shastra Shakshur. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Shakshur Unmilitamene. Isn't it? The spiritual master removes the cataract of ignorance from your eyes by giving a transcendental knowledge which is like the torchlight to see this world. The same Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam we see in the first canto. Where did Dharma go? When Krishna gone to, back to his abode, where did Dharma take shelter? The Dharma took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then you know you see there's a famous picture where Vyasadeva lifting the Srimad Bhagavatam and the light is emanating from that book to the whole Kali Yuga. So then we see with the knowledge, the vision is ointed with knowledge. So we have the famous verse also, what is it? From Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochana Shansa Sadaiva Radaya. One who is anointed by the love of God, they can see Krishna. Similarly, when we are seeing the world with the knowledge, then our vision is changed. So here we can see he has a transcendental eyes, and then he can see a man's character. So if you see, there are three kinds of devotees, which you will see again and again. Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. Now this categorization or classification of devotees depends on what subject. They divide them on the basis of faith, they divide them on the basis of knowledge, they divide them on the basis of relation with other devotees, they divide them on the basis of how they see the absolute truth. So the Uttama, he has equal vision because he sees everyone spiritual. But for Kanishta, he is also equal vision because he sees everyone as material. Only the distinction comes when someone is Madhyama. Because the Madhyama, the main categorization or the stage where one goes to Madhyama is, he discriminates four kinds of people, four things. That is, he has to love, worship the Supreme Lord. He has to make friends with the devotees, right? He has to avoid the atheist, right? And the Mayavadis and the atheist. And then he has to be compassionate to the innocent. So that's how that one becomes Madhyama, because he discriminates. But for the other two categories, Kanishta and Uttama, there is no distinction. One is thinking everyone is material. I am good. No one is better devotee than me. Me and Krishna direct. So he only sees the Krishna in the deity. He comes to temple, worship the deity. That's it. But he cannot appreciate devotees. But for Uttama, he sees everyone is so perfect. Everyone is amazing. Everyone is so spiritually advanced. I am just struggling here. So this Dronacharya asked Duryodhan and Yudhishthir to come. So he told Yudhishthir, you saw Duryodhan first. Duryodhan, you go out, I have a task for you. Go out in the town, in the kingdom. What you have to do is, you have to go and find a good person. So Duryodhan went. Then he called Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir, come. You go to the kingdom, you have to find a bad person. You go find a bad person and come. They both went, they came back in the evening. And Duryodhan said, Oh Gurudev, I tried to see in the kingdom, there's not even a good person. The only good person is me. There's no one better than me. That is Duryodhan said. Then Yudhishthir said, he came and he said, you see, I tried to find, but I can't even find one bad person. Only bad person is me. So you see the contrast. One who is having greed, lust, jealous and envy, he can't see good in others. But one who has devotion, who has bhakti in everything, he can't see bad in others. And this is the contrast. This is like a 180 degree polar. A devotee, and Bhagavad Gita in the start only they said, what is day for a self-realized person is a night for a materialistic person. What is night for a materialistic person is a day. So we can see our lifestyle, our principle, our way of living is totally opposite. Can't relate. You can't relate. People can't relate. They think it's like you're missing or you are not doing the right thing. And their conception of life, their conception of living, how to work, how to earn money. In this only, we saw in the starting, in the last previous, the Varnashram, Graha Medhi and Grahastha. Right? We have a contrasting. So we have to know the knowledge. Without the knowledge, without, we can't see. So that's the Brahmana is saying, oh, Prahlad Maharaj, you are an advanced devotee. You know everything. You know the characters. Imagine. You're dealing with the pure when you're going in front of a great Vaishnava. They can scan you and tell, oh, fine, this is what you are. Because they can see a man's character. They can see the rejection, acceptance. He's saying, okay, you can see the result. You can see everything. Like imagine, you are presenting yourself in front of a great Vaishnava. We can't hide anything because they can see everything. They are in direct touch with the Paramatma. So the pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can understand the minds of others because of his pure vision in devotional service. Okay, a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can study another man's character without difficulty. We get that, when you are in devotional service, when you are in outgoing, when you are an out preacher, and when you are meeting people, you can see people are in suffering. You can make out from their face, they are just cooked. Basically nothing left. You can see from them, like they are in mode of ignorance. You can see clearly. If you have little bit of clarity, if you have little bit of devotion, you can see how much they are in tamagun, how much they are in passion. Brahmana continuing, Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is full of all opulence is predominant within the core of heart. Tirthani, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani, Gantat, what is that? There's a verse Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Vidura. Oh Vidura, you are nothing but a place of pilgrimage because you carry the Supreme Lord within your heart. Wherever you go, you convert that place into a pilgrimage. Here you see, is because he is predominantly within the core of the heart. The Lord is residing in the heart of a devotee, right? And the devotee is there in the Lord's heart. This is inseparable. Because of being a pure devotee, he always drives away all the darkness of ignorance as the sun drives away the darkness of universe. Again, Krishna is saying, Jnana Deepena Bharata. He is there within the heart. And he is going to remove all the darkness. By is just like the shining lamp of knowledge. So Krishna is saying, Dadami Buddhi Yagam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. Then he says this verse, that Jnana Deepena Bharata, that I'll give you the intelligence, that I'm going to be like a shining lamp of knowledge within your heart, going to destroy all this darkness. Krishna does when one surrenders. Otherwise Krishna doesn't. So Prabhupada says, explains here. There are two kinds of people. One surrender, one doesn't surrender. In spiritual life, everything works when you first surrender. Right? Material life, they don't want to surrender. First you have to prove, you have to show the result, you have to qualify everything, and then finally surrender. Okay, fine. I surrender. But spirituality, everything gets revealed, everything you become qualified. You get the opportunity, everything, blessing, mercy comes, first surrender. So that's how it works. So that's the first, Rupa Goswami says, the first anga of devotional service is taking the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Then comes everything. First he's saying, okay, take shelter. Don't worry, first take shelter. Then what? Serve the guru, hear from the guru. First five items of do's in 64 angas is about guru. that you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you serve the spiritual master, you hear the spiritual master. So first surrender, then everything comes. Then you can be properly engaged in the regulative principles of devotional service. That's the whole point. The words bhaktiya kevalaya indicate simply by executing devotion one can become full of all knowledge. Yes? When you perform bhakti, then you get the byproduct of knowledge and renunciation. Isn't it? Jnana vairagyam, both comes as a byproduct. Krishna is the master of all knowledge. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. When the Lord is pleased with a devotee, the Lord instructs him. Only to the devotees. However, does the Lord give instruction by which to advance further and further in devotional service? So here, the Lord was just hearing yesterday. The Lord, Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I am seated in your heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So, the Lord actually gives intelligence to a devotee. Right? The Lord gives intelligence to a devotee. But then, if we don't use that, then the Lord will make us forget. So the Lord is helping. The Lord tells, okay, this is not good, don't do it. But if we don't make use of that, and if we misuse our free will, then the Lord will forget, make us forget. Okay, you want to remain? Okay, I'll make sure. So this is what the Lord is saying. Yes, he's saying, when the Lord is pleased with the devotee, the Lord instructs him. How? As a Paramatma. We know, oh, this is not good. Oh, I have to chant. While chanting, I should not do this. This is not good. Right? But still we continue to do that. Then what happened? Then the Lord makes, oh, okay, fine, this is what you want. Then it becomes aparad, then it becomes problem. Same way, in our service, in our sadhana, in our regulative principle, in our dealings with Vaishnavas, in our many things, the Lord help us, gives us the intelligence, gives us the thing, oh, this is supposed to be done, this is not supposed to be, this you should not do this. Do's and don'ts. And then when we ignore, then the Lord make us forget. So here the Lord is giving instruction only to the devotees. However, does the Lord give instruction by which to advance further and further in devotional service? This is our process. The process is that we start, everyone comes as a neophyte, a kanishta, at least to me, right? Then slowly we gradually take the process. The process given, what is it? Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema, right? Why it is given? It is not given, oh, just okay, fine, it is there, let it be there. No. It is given so that we know where we are and where we have to go. How we go from one stage, from Kanishta to Madhyama to Uttama? The easy way is association of a pure devotee. When a person associates with a pure devotee, then he progress. There is no rocket science. Not by our personal endeavor, not by our austerity, not by our renunciation, not by our knowledge, not by our own, capacity. The Krishna has to give mercy. The devotees have to give mercy. We have to do our part and we have to patiently wait. So this is what Utsaha Nishya Dairyat. Tat Tat Karma Pravattanat. Sangatyago Satho Vritti. What is that? Sadvidhi Bhakti Prasidati. Favorable. So one has to be enthusiastic in performing devotional service and confident. That means faith that Krishna will protect me, Krishna will take care of me. At the same time, one has to be patient. See? If you think about it, enthusiasm and patience are like kind of opposite. If you are enthusiastic, at the same time patient. Yes. You have to be enthusiastic about, you know, enthusiasm means intelligently endeavoring for the service of Krishna is enthusiasm. But at the same time, you have to be patiently waiting for the mercy of Krishna. So that is like Krishna Prabhupada gives an example of a married woman wants a child. She may be enthusiastic, but she has to wait patiently 10 months to get the child. So similarly, so we have to see that we have to progress, we have to enthusiastically endeavor and do devotional service. At the same time, we have to patiently wait. To others, the non-devotee, the Lord give instruction according to the manner of their surrender. So this is a mixed. So this is a Mishra Bhakti is there. So that's why they are telling this. So even if a yogi, maybe a transcendentalist who is performing Ashtanga Yoga, or who can be a Jnana Yogi who want to merge in, they are all selfish in one way. They are all selfish. Why? Because their goal is not to please Krishna. Their goal is that somehow or other they want to get mukti. Somehow they want to get liberated. So it is also transcendentalist. It is, okay, one way it is a wicked, is a spiritual person, is a transcendentalist. But still, he is tainted to a certain degree of selfishness because his focus is him. I want to get liberated. I want to get moksha. I want to get siddhi. So his focus is still him. Right? Even if you perform karma yoga. Nishkama karma yoga. Okay, one perfectly performing nishkama karma yoga may be transcendental, but still in that case, I want to do what I like to do, but I will offer to Krishna. See? So these are all like, you know, kind of little bit of selfishness is there in that. But only for bhakti, so the karma mishra bhakti, so karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti, in order to get even the result of karma yoga, jnana yoga and ashtanga yoga, one has to have bhakti. A little bit of bhakti is required. Otherwise they will not get. At the same time, they are also selfish. But of course, they are better than the karma kandis and the karmis. At least their goal is not within this material world. Their goal is something spiritual. But still, they are mixed. So Krishna is saying, Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajami aham. I reciprocate according to how you surrender. You want this, I will give you. Because Krishna is not easy. Please understand. Krishna, one of the first few, the characteristics of the bhakti is, Krishna is very rare. Devotional service is very rare. Sudurlabha. Right? It is not going to be easy. So Krishna is going to check your desire. What you wanted? Tell me. What you wanted? So you're performing bhakti. Okay, fine. What you wanted? Are we praying na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisa kamiye, mama janmani janmani swere bhaktir bhavati raituki? You want unmotivated, unconditional? Really? You see, the standard of devotional service, the uttama bhakti, the pure devotional service is very high. Anya abhilashata, shunyam, jnana karma, adi anavritam. All jnana, karma, everything gone. They don't even talk about sense gratification, they don't even talk about material enjoyment, they don't even talk about that. They are talking about, you know, jnana, karma, all those other dharma, everything is out. Anukulyena Krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. So that uttama bhakti is, we have to perform favorable and then cultivate the regulative principle. So Krishna will give what we wanted. Simple as that. If we use bhakti for that, he will fulfill it. You will not, okay, fine. You want this? Okay, fine. So one has to be very, 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 very extremely careful of what kind of desire one is cultivating in devotional service. Even for a namesake, one should not. You know, one story is there. One of our brahmachari was traveling with his spiritual master and he was driving. And then when he was going, and then he saw, oh, what a beautiful house or something like that. So the spiritual master said, spit the thought now. Don't put the seed. Why are you telling like that? Spit it now. Like, they were saying, like, you know, we may think, oh, if at all, oh, if I can only, oh, if and but. Oh, might as well. So if we say, it is only we are cultivating subconsciously this small, small desire and seeds and weeds. And Krishna is there within our heart. Krishna can see even before we can manifest the desire. He has to sanction. Upadrishta anumanta cha bhokta partam maheshwaram. He has to sanction the desire. He has to facilitate. So we have to be careful. What kind of is it pure kevala bhakti or is it mixture? So here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained, bhaktiya kevalaya means jnana karmadi amishraya. Mishraya means mixed. Amishraya means unmixed. So it has to be free from jnana, it has to be free from karma. See, we read books, we develop, we get the knowledge in order to develop bhakti. Not the other way around. We are not performing bhakti to develop knowledge. Then it becomes jnana mishra. Right? You are performing bhakti so that I can become a scholar. That is not the mood. That is not the mood. The mood is, okay, we read the scriptures, so that should enhance our devotion. Knowledge leads to devotion. That's why Bhagavad Gita, the opulence of the Supreme, Absolute, all these chapters are given. Why? The Vibhuti Yoga. How Krishna is so great, knowledge is given because by reading that, one develops a devotion to Krishna. But if you performing bhakti, that I will become a scholar, I will quote many verses, quote this one, I can hear, then that is not the right attitude. So here we say, jnana, karma, adi, ankarma, fruity mentality. Oh, I want this, I want position, I want recognition, I want that. Everyone should say, Aribol. My name should be there in the list. All this karma, this fruity mentality will actually, you know, bog us down in this material world. Unmixed with fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. See, speculative. Simply surrendering at the lotus feet is a cause of all devotees' enlightenment and awareness. See how nice. Just by surrendering, one is getting enlightened. And he is aware of everything. A simple process. Just surrender to Krishna, perform bhakti, then everything is revealed. Revealed. It's a revelation. All the knowledge is revealed. Even one's position is revealed. What to speak of, you know, material world. One's siddha, stega, everything is revealed at the advanced stage. But still, this is amazing. The Goswamis are the great devotees, but still they do chanting, still they pay obeisances. What is that, six Goswami? Purva Jnana. Anyway, so they were chanting, they were paying obeisances regularly. So irrespective of one realizing one's original position, still they follow the rules and regulation. They don't give up the rules and regulation. See how perfectly they do. So that's how, you know, we're following the footsteps of the Goswamis, following the footsteps of the great Acharyas. We perform our devotional service, sadhana bhakti. We perform that day in and day out. And everything is revealed. I'll stop here and see if anyone has any questions or comments or correction on what we discussed today.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I wanted to just ask, how do we understand that Krishna is in the heart? Like, because, like, do we have like a subtle heart as well or something? Or is it like just a way of telling us that Krishna is in our core? Or how do you understand that he's in the heart?
It's like basically Krishna is there in every atom also. Within atom, outside, in between atom. So Krishna is everywhere. Right? But that doesn't mean that, you know, we are like Krishna is impersonal or something. Krishna's energy is everywhere. So in the Upanishads, they say that in a tree there are two birds. Right? So the tree is compared to a body. And this one bird always trying to eat the fruit. Sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's sweet. So that is like we are experiencing good and bad within the body. And the other bird is just watching the bird. Right? So he's just observing. Right? He's just observing. So we should be conscious. For example, when a devotee, right, is never alone. We're never alone. Right? He's there. The Lord is there within the heart. The Lord is there in everyone's heart. And the Lord is there in every living entity. Right? So he should be aware. And in fact, in the fifth chapter also, Bhagavad Gita, the main discussion about focusing on Paramatma. Understanding. Okay, see, for example, when you know, okay, your activity is not just based on only your desire. There are many other factors involved. You may desire to do something, but your body should cooperate, first of all. And not only that, your desire and body, these are all sanctioned by Paramatma. Right? So when you understand that, okay, even to do certain activities, even to do certain little bit of activity, there is Paramatma who has to sanction. Then you start focusing on Paramatma, that's where you develop devotion. Right? You need to understand, okay, this is the Lord is there, who is there. I just am helpless. If a body is not working, even if you have desire, it doesn't do anything. So Paramatma is like the person who is controlling everything. Not only us, the body and the material energy. Bringing things together, facilitating your desire. You may desire something, but it has to be facilitated. At the opportune moment, it has to come together. Who is bringing all? So that is Paramatma. But he's a silent person. Right? He's a very silent, he's doing everything. So, and he is equal. He is not impartial. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is impartially partial to devotees. Krishna is one level up. Right? Paramatma is supporting the atheist also. Paramatma is there in atheist heart also. His desire also getting fulfilled. Right? Devotee heart also there is getting also fulfilled. But Krishna is not like that. If you desire something, Krishna will not sanction or fulfill everything. Because he knows what is good for you. Right? So that's why Krishna is very special, personal, and bhaktavatsal. That's why for a devotee, we worship Krishna. Because even someone is in the path of worship, like the yogis, their goal is to see the Paramatma. They meditate. They want to see the Paramatma. But still, there is a chance they can desire for impersonal liberation. So that's why devotees are very special in terms of worshipping Krishna, the Bhagavan. Because if you see the absolute truth, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is highest because it includes everything. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Everything. So then when we are worshipping Krishna, Krishna is the Paramatma for a devotee. Krishna is speaking. He is not only as a Paramatma, he is speaking within. And outside he has spoken Bhagavad Gita and the spiritual master. So Krishna's representative, if you see, he is represented for a devotee as a Paramatma within and as a spiritual master without. And Bhagavad Gita, like for example, Krishna spoke, we are hearing. So that's why, you know, he is there. So the awareness, knowledge comes when we read, when we understand and we pray to him. His voice is very weak and feeble, you know, in the initial stage because our mind voice is so loud, right? So here if you see here what they mention is, for a pure devotee, the Paramatma instruct straight from the heart because there is no obstacle or there is no distraction. He's got this whole thing, the whole thing of Bhagavad Gita.
Arjuna saying,
"Oh Rishikesha," right? Like exactly, you are the master of the senses. Paramatma is the master of senses. He is controlling the body and everything. So I just want to surrender to you. So you control me, like exactly how you are controlling these horses, control my life. I want to please the master of the senses. I want to engage my senses in the service of the master of the senses. And this is prayer. Oh Rishikesha, we pray. Right. So similarly, Paramatma is just a feature of Krishna. But it's there in the material world only, not in the spiritual world. It's a material manifestation. And traveling with every. So one of the word Krishna uses for Paramatma also is a Sugrut. He is the most dear well-wisher. No one is going to accompany you. Right? We go into different body, no one except the Paramatma. He is going to come in every body and accompany you. Because he is the real well-wisher. He wants real good to you. So that's why Paramatma is there in every heart, in every atom, in every body. So and then we pay obeisances. Why we pay obeisance to other person? It's not that we're paying obeisance to, of course, the body of a great Vaishnava is spiritualized. It's not different, it's spiritualized. But the initially we pay obeisance to everyone is because we are acknowledging the fact that they carry Paramatma. And why they are paying obeisance to us, we should not think, oh, I'm a great devotee, they're paying obeisance, pay more. No, that is not the idea. They are also acknowledging that I'm carrying Paramatma within my heart, and I'm paying obeisances because he is carrying a Paramatma within his heart. This is a Vaishnava culture, etiquette, that we identify, we acknowledge that the Paramatma is there within your heart, so I would like to worship that. It's a Vishnu form. Paramatma is Vishnu, 400 form is there. The size of the Paramatma is the thumb. And what does he do? So everything is given, Bhagavad Gita. So we acknowledge that, we respect and we, okay, there is Paramatma in everyone's body. That's the whole idea. Is that okay? Makes sense? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I do have one more question, but if somebody else wants to go, that's fine too.
No one has questions. Oh, he has questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. In the beginning of the class, you mentioned that the mundane literature and news are compared like to garbage. So why it is advised to devotees to know a little bit what's happening out there in the world? Why we need to know like what's happening out there in the world? No, like some news or whatever for devotees?
Oh, actually, we don't have to know. It's like, I was reading this section in Bhagavatam, one I think in a Vidura meeting Yudhishthira, and in that I was hearing lecture, and he said Vidura didn't want to say that Krishna left the world, it disappeared. He didn't want, because bad news you don't have to say, eventually you'll come to know. That's his, the Vaishnava, they say, why to say? It's a bad news. Why I have to say? Anyway, they'll come to know. Similarly, newspaper, what is there? Is there any good news there? Full of bad. Why you want to know? Anyway, you'll come to know. I'm telling you, you don't read paper, right? If anything like really bad, someone will come and tell you, Prabhu, have you heard this? I remember one time I was just I was working that time, office. I was not reading newspaper or anything. I just walked in and the whole office, they were discussing something. And I said, my manager said, I said, what happened? He said, so, you know about the Malaysian Airlines? I said, what happened, Malaysian Airlines? You don't know? I don't know. That flight is missing. Oh, he said, okay. What? The flight is missing for so many days now. That MH some flight disappeared. Till now, no one knows. So, it's like this, you know. You don't have to know this and that. It will come to you. You just, you know, someone will come and tell you. I said, okay, fine, that's it. Continue. So the whole point is they're mentioning is not that we have to know to understand. It is like a warning. Don't go. Right? It's like, you know, someone put a warning. Don't go, problem there. That means, you know, it's just a indication to you, okay, save your time, save your energy, you don't have to go there, you know, do your thing. No, no, I want to go, I want to see, you know, how bad it is. Then it's up to us, then we get come out with the bruises. So similarly, material world, the literature, Vedic, all this, everything is recycled, everything is the same. Punarapi, you know, it's like chewing the chewed. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. And this literature we don't have to read. Of course, you know, if you have a specific service in preaching or something where you have to be very careful, under the guidance of a senior devotee you have to do, not like, you know, whimsically we take all this, all those letter, I will try to make, no. Everything is given in our books, so we just have to read. So that's the thing, you know, we just have to stick to our books, Srila Prabhupada books mainly. Yeah, that is also another thing, you know. You know, so as we are growing, as we are advancing, we have so many books, right? We have so many books and everything. But our basic, the follower of Srila Prabhupada, the follower of Goswamis, we have to read Srila Prabhupada books. You know, there is no like a substitute for that. Yes, you may have your, you know, books from a spiritual master, yes, good. Then other devotees, so many devotees. But the basic foundation, stick to the basic is Prabhupada books. There is no compromise. There is no like, you know, oh, okay, fine, I'll read this. This is also books. That is also scripture. This is also that. Yes, good, but Prabhupada books. You know, that is like the light for the whole 10,000 years. So we have to read that. So that's how, you know, we can understand from that verse, the whole thing. Well, stop here. You have Christine?
No, we can stop. I can ask you, we can have some breakfast.
Yeah, we'll have, yeah.
Yeah?
I came in for a darshan.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.